Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something that really feels like a serious wake-up call, especially if you live or work around Westchester or New York City.
Definitely. We're talking about that big parking garage collapse in White Plains recently.
Exactly. Our sources paint a picture that honestly kind of shakes your assumption that the everyday places we use, you know, where we park our cars, are just automatically safe. So our mission today is to cut through that initial shock, look past the headlines, and really understand the complex legal side. Liability, your rights, what happens when structures fail. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and it's crucial we do. Because the legal fallout from something like a structural failure, especially in packed areas like ours, it's huge.
Right.
You're dealing with older buildings, maybe complicated construction histories, different companies involved in upkeep. Proving someone was negligent isn't simple. It's not like reading a quick accident report.
It needs more digging.
A lot more. It takes real legal skill to sift through potentially years of records, maintenance logs, that kind of thing.
Right.
And that's why experience is just, well, non-negotiable here. We're focusing today on a firm known for that deep experience, the law offices of Norman Gershon.
Okay.
I mean, he's literally the lawyer other lawyers bring in when they have their toughest cases.
Yeah.
That kind of reputation, it doesn't happen by accident. It's
yeah.
built on getting results, even when things look impossible.
Got it. So let's ground this first in the actual incident, the White Plains collapse. What do we know specifically?
Okay. So this was mid-October, is at that big 14-story garage downtown Westchester 1, right there near Hale Avenue and South Broadway. A lot of people know it.
Yeah, very central. And the failure itself wasn't minor, was it?
Not at all.
I mean,
we're talking about a huge concrete section. About 1,200 square feet from the fifth floor just crashed down onto the fourth floor.
Wow.
Now, thankfully, incredibly thankfully, reports say no one was seriously injured. That's the main thing. But the chaos and the clear danger, staggering. They shut the whole place down until further notice. And our sources confirmed that meant over 550 cars were just trapped inside.
550. That's hundreds of people instantly affected. Commutes, work, daily life just thrown into chaos.
Exactly. It really shows the scale of what can go wrong and, you know, hints at the potential negligence involved.
And this isn't just some isolated White Plains issue, right? This feels like a warning sign for anyone using these big garages daily. Think about Yonkers, the Bronx, Manhattan.
Absolutely. We have a lot of aging infrastructure around here. Plus, think about the sheer volume of traffic on roads like the 287, the Bronx River, the Hutch. It puts immense stress not just on roads, but on structures like garages built decades ago.
So how does this tie into the legal side more specifically?
Okay, so this White Plains situation shines a huge spotlight on something called premise liability. Basically, that's the legal responsibility property owners or managers have to keep their property reasonably safe for people using it. If you get hurt or your property gets damaged because they were negligent in maintaining it, that's premise liability.
And with something structural like a collapse.
What's fascinating here and kind of scary is that these big failures, concrete crumbling, rebar corroding, whatever the cause, they usually don't happen overnight. It's almost always the result of neglect over time. Maybe ignoring warning signs, skipping inspections, poor repairs.
Which leads to that terrifying thought. What if people had been underneath? The risk isn't just a dented car, it's catastrophic.
Exactly. Falling debris, collapsing beams, cars crushed. We're talking severe injuries, massive medical bills, lost wages, maybe permanent disability or worse. The stakes are incredibly high.
So if a collapse happens and maybe the owner blames the management company who blames an old contractor, how do you figure out who's actually at fault? It sounds like a finger-pointing nightmare.
It absolutely can be. That's the core challenge of these cases. Liability often is shared. The property owner, the company managing it day to day, maybe engineers who designed it, or contractors who did shoddy work years ago. Even the municipality could be involved if code violations played a role.
So how does an attorney cut through that?
You have to establish the legal standard of fault. Basically, did the responsible parties know, or should they have known, about the dangerous condition?
Okay, know or should have known.
Right. Actual knowledge means proving they definitely knew. Maybe their internal memos, ignored repair orders, clear evidence they were aware of the failing structure, and did nothing.
And should have known.
That's called constructive knowledge. This is where deep experience really pays off for an attorney. It means arguing they should have known if they'd been doing their job properly. Following building codes, doing regular competent inspections, keeping proper maintenance logs. If a reasonable owner or manager would have discovered the danger, then legally, They should have known.
So finding that paper trail of neglect is crucial.
Absolutely crucial. It's about showing a pattern of failure to maintain the property safely. As Norman Gershon often says, every accident deserves careful investigation. You need someone who knows precisely what documents to look for, who to depose, how to uncover that proof of constructive knowledge.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's talk about your rights. If you're injured in New York, maybe a garage collapse, a bad multi-car pileup on the BQE, even getting hit as a pedestrian, what kind of compensation can you actually pursue?
Okay, so there are several main categories under New York law.
The obvious ones first, I guess. Medical bills.
Right. All your medical expenses related to the injury. That includes current bills and, importantly, the estimated cost of any future care you might need. Therapy, surgeries, medication, long-term care.
And lost income, right, if you can't work.
Exactly. Lost wages from the time you're out of work.
Yeah.
But also potentially diminished earning capacity. If the injury permanently affects your ability to earn money at the same level you did before, that's a major component.
Okay, those make sense. What else?
Pain and suffering. This is non-economic damage, but it's incredibly significant.
No.
It compensates for the physical pain, the emotional distress, the loss of enjoyment of life caused by the injury. It acknowledges the human cost.
Your property damage, like those cars and white planes.
Yes, absolutely. Compensation for your damaged or totaled vehicle. That's the direct property loss.
Okay.
But here's one people often overlook. Loss of use. Think about those 550-plus cars trapped. Or if your car is wrecked in a collision and it's your primary way to get to work, take kids to school.
Right. You're stuck.
You're owed compensation for the period you couldn't use your property. Rental car costs, alternative transportation expenses. It might seem small compared to medical bills, but it adds up and it's a legitimate part of your damages. Experienced attorneys don't miss details like that.
That sounds comprehensive, but then you file a claim and you're suddenly dealing with insurance companies.
And that's your adversary right there. Insurance companies, look, they're businesses. They have teams of adjusters and lawyers working to minimize payouts, protect your bottom line. They're experts at it.
So they might try to shift blame, especially if multiple parties are involved, like in a structural collapse.
Absolutely. They'll exploit the complexity. They might delay, hoping you'll get frustrated and accept a lowball offer.
Yeah.
They might deny the claim outright or try to argue you were somehow partly at fault to reduce what they owe.
So the question becomes, how do you fight back? How do you negotiate from a position of strength when you're maybe injured, stressed, and facing this huge corporation?
The key is immediate action. You need to preserve evidence right away.
Before it disappears.
Exactly. In a collapse case, those maintenance logs, inspection reports, repair records, that proof of constructive knowledge we talked about, that stuff can vanish or get lost. Witness memories fade too.
So getting a lawyer involved quickly is critical.
It's paramount. A firm like Norman Gershon's, they step in immediately. They send preservation letters, file necessary motions to legally lock down that evidence. They get investigators out, interview witnesses while memories are fresh. They basically freeze the scene, legally speaking.
And that show of force changes the dynamic with the insurer.
It sends a clear message. It says, we're serious, we know what we're doing, and we're prepared to take this all the way. That reputation, that readiness to go to trial, that's what gives you leverage at the negotiating table. Insurance companies know which lawyers just settle cheap and which ones will fight.
Which brings us back to Norman Gershon's reputation. You said he's the lawyer other lawyers call. That speaks volumes, especially for these complex cases, right? Structural failures, catastrophic crashes.
It really does. You need someone who not only understands the medicine and the engineering, but who is a proven trial attorney. Someone comfortable and effective in front of a judge and jury.
And his track record covers that. Over 35 years, you said?
Over 35 years, specifically focused on these high-stakes personal injury and premise liability cases. Right here in Westchester, the Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, the whole metro area. He knows the courts, knows the judges, knows the local landscape.
Can we talk specifics? You mentioned results. Do we have examples?
We do, and they really illustrate the point. These aren't just numbers. They represent victories in complex, heavily defended cases.
Okay.
For instance, a $16.5 million verdict. This is for a passenger hurt in a really complex bus collision. That case went to trial in Bronx Supreme Court. Getting a verdict like that means systematically dismantling the defense arguments.
$16.5 million. Wow.
Then there's a $14.5 million settlement. Another bus accident case. This one in Queens Supreme. The client had multiple serious fractures, needed several surgeries. Settlements that high only happen when the insurance company knows the lawyer is ready and able to win big at trial.
So it's not just verdicts, but significant settlements too.
Absolutely. And it's not just vehicle accidents. Remember, premises liability. He secured a $5 million verdict in the Bronx for someone who suffered partial paralysis after a trip and fall. That's about proving the property owner was negligent. Directly relevant to structural issues.
And closer to home, here in Westchester.
Yes, a $2.5 million verdict right here in Westchester Supreme Court. This was for someone injured in an intersection accident, needed a cervical disc fusion, a serious, life-altering injury. These results, across different boroughs and case types, show consistent, high-level success.
That's impressive. But lawsuits can feel impersonal. What about the human side? How do clients describe working with him?
That's actually a really strong theme in the feedback. You see words like smart, relentless, but also compassionate. People feel heard and cared for.
So tough, but also supportive.
Exactly. One client actually said, and I'm quoting here, "Norma worked his magic and got me a bigger settlement than I expected. He truly cares." That combination of top-tier legal skill and genuine empathy, that's rare, and it's crucial when you're going through something so difficult.
So what does this all mean, tying it back to the White Plains collapse? What's the big takeaway?
The big takeaway, the painful lesson, is that property owners and managers have a fundamental duty to keep their facility safe, period. Negligence isn't just an abstract legal term. It has real-world consequences, measured in damaged property, serious injuries, and sometimes, tragically, lost lives. Accountability matters.
And for anyone listening who might be in a similar situation or worried about these risks?
The most urgent thing is, don't wait. Evidence in these cases, especially structural ones, can degrade or disappear incredibly fast. Witness memories fade. And crucially, New York has strict deadlines, statutes of limitations for filing a lawsuit.
If you miss that deadline,
you lose your right to sue forever. No matter how strong your case was, time is absolutely of the essence.
So if you or someone you care about has been injured because of someone else's negligence, whether it's a structural collapse like in White Plains, a bad car crash, a slip and fall, any serious injury, the message is clear. Act now.
Get expert advice immediately. You need someone who knows how to investigate these complex situations, someone other lawyers trust with their toughest fights.
Call the law offices of Norman Gershon today at 914-485-1444. They offer a free consultation to discuss your situation.
And remember that critical point. You only pay if you win. There's no upfront cost. They take cases on contingency. It levels the playing field against those big insurance companies.
Plus, that reputation we talked about, insurance companies know Norman Gershon. They know his track record. They know he fights for maximum results. That fear factor works in your favor.
It absolutely does. Experience, reputation, dedication. That's what you need to build the strongest possible case and secure justice.
You deserve answers. You deserve accountability. And you deserve results. Don't wait. Call 914-485-4444 today. Put the lawyer that other attorneys call when the stakes are highest to work for you.